The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Time to take back control of your life and start making choices based on what your true self and intuition are telling you. Welcome to Shining Bright with your host, Regina Cisco. If you are one of the many people that deserve a better life and more fulfillment than what they are living now, the next hour will be enlightening, inspirational, and above all, will provide the direction you need. Now, here is your host, Regina Cisco.
Hello, I'm your host, Regina Cisco, and welcome to my show, Shining Bright, A Journey from Self-Doubt to Self-Worth. So today I want to share with you some upcoming news on the full moon, which takes place on October 29th. And this is a full moon in Venus, which will be in the galactic center, meaning we will be receiving an additional influx of divine feminine energy and divine love on the planet. Yay! This will help us to transform any spaces where we are not loving ourselves and bring in more divine love to ourselves and the planet. So anything that is no longer serving us now can be released and transformed into the golden light of unconditional love. So here's an affirmation I want to share with you that you can use for the next week if you like. It goes like this. I surrender into the flow of unconditional love. And here's another one with slightly different wording. I am willing to surrender into the flow of unconditional love. And I'll repeat that one again. I am willing to surrender into the flow of unconditional love. So this full moon that's in Venus is really a continuation of the energy of the Venus transit, which occurred in May, which was a really large influx of divine feminine energy. And that will occur again at an even greater level on December 21st for the winter solstice. So remember that this is the time that we've talked about. You know, I started talking about it last year for 11/11. It's been occurring through this year, that as this divine energy comes into the planet, it's helping all life to come back into balance. So we've been under this reign, as you know, of the patriarch for thousands and thousands of years. The divine feminine energy is coming in now to bring balance back so that there is a balance between the masculine and feminine energy for all of us, which really is a good thing. So we are going to see great shifts in many areas of our society. Anything that's not in balance will become to balance. And that is a big part of what we are seeing on the news now. And as I've shared the prayer for government of love and fairness and equality and justice for all. So this old paradigm knows it's on its way out and is fighting hard to keep its hold. So anything that is not of the light or not in balance will not hold. It will be transformed for the good of all and not just a few. So I invite especially those who resonate with the divine feminine to call in a goddess of your choice now. And I'm going to say a little prayer, and I'm going to call in some goddesses right now. So I'm calling in, I invite in the goddess Venus, the goddess Isis, Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, and Lady Magdalene, to now help all humans on the planet to be willing to experience this divine feminine energy of love, of internal and external balance, and of peace and harmony for themselves, all life, and planet Earth, and all of humanity. May we all grow full of our own inner light as we step into greater unity consciousness and oneness for all life. Thank you. It is done. And so it is. And now I want to share with you my event tonight in Santa Barbara. I'm so happy and so looking forward. So I'm going to be at the Unity Church of Santa Barbara, and I'm doing a free presentation tonight from 7 to 8:30, talking about a little preview of my workshop, How to Prepare for a Conscious Relationship. And this is about preparing ourselves, individual selves, to move from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. So moving into that space of unconditional love, as I was just talking about. So it's letting go of whatever else needs to let go, where the ego is really holding on to fear, and any old wounds and hurts that are ready to be released and forgiven. We will be working on all of those things, and you will come away with a new sense of freedom, a deeply profound connection with your soul, and a connection to your I Am presence. So it's really going to be a fabulous workshop on Saturday from 10 to 5, and I'll be doing private sessions on Sunday. So if you're in the area, hope to see you there. And now it's time to breathe. I'd like to take 3 deep breaths in and out. Feel free to join me if you like. And I'm taking a deep breath in and slowly breathing out through my mouth. And I'm taking another deep breath in and slowly breathing out through my mouth. And I'm taking one more deep breath in and slowly breathing out through my mouth. And I want to tell you about my show today. My guest is Dr. Carolyn Dean, and the show is How Fixing This Simple Problem Could End Countless Serious Illnesses. So let me tell you about Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is ready to shout her warning to millions of Americans from your airwaves that low magnesium levels are putting you at risk for heart issues, diabetes, asthma, and bone and health issues like osteoporosis. She is a medical doctor and naturopathic doctor in the forefront of the natural medicine revolution since 1979. She has published 2 patents and is the author and co-author of 30 books, including The Magnesium Miracle, IBS for Dummies, IBS Cookbook for Dummies, The Complete Natural Guide to Women's Health, and many more. Dr. Dean is on the medical advisory board of the nonprofit educational site Nutritional Magnesium Association. And that website is www.nutritionalmagnesium.org. And she has been on numerous radio and TV shows, magazine interviews, and I'm so happy to have her on the show today. Welcome to the show, Carolyn.
Thank you so much, Regina. Good to be here. And maybe we should call the show the Love and Wisdom of Magnesium. just to tune it in with your prayer and what you were talking about earlier with this Venus transit. I didn't even realize that should be pretty heavy.
Definitely, definitely. Yes, I love the title. So how about if we start with you maybe just sharing a little bit about your background?
Yes, I am. I was interested in natural medicine even before going into medicine, and it was pretty much to get people to listen to me that I decided, well, I might as well become a medical doctor because nobody's listening to me as just a human being about their nutrition or exercise or lifestyle. And I was in honors biology genetics. And just realized one day I looked around me and most of my classmates were in pre-med. And I thought, well, already I know way more than they know about health and healing modalities. So I luckily had most of my prerequisites. I applied and got right into medicine. And this actually, Regina, was at a time when women weren't really being enrolled in medical school. They still thought back in the early 70s that women did not have a place in medicine because what would they do? They'd go and get married and have kids and go out of practice. So in order to spend all the money that was being spent on medical education, you couldn't have someone leaving the profession. That was their main excuse. But anyway, I got in, I rabble-roused a lot, and I got out, and even in my internship, I started studying naturopathic medicine, and I have a medical degree and a naturopathic degree, and that gave me just such a broad scope, because as soon as I went into practice, I was doing natural medicine, and I would do it right up to the point where someone absolutely required a drug or absolutely required surgery. I wouldn't just give drugs or surgery as my first prescription. So to me, back in the 70s when I started practicing, this was the medicine of the future. I thought, everybody's going to be doing this because it just makes sense, and the patients loved it, and everybody benefited, etc. But it actually became worse and worse. It got to be where allopathic medicine is being advertised on television. You know, the TV announcers are now doctors telling people what to take. So it got turned into such a farce. You know, the healing profession, most doctors now are just prescribers, and you don't have to go to medical school. All you have to do is listen to drug ads.
But it's so true. You know, you see these ads for, oh, I don't know, Boniva is the one that pops into mind. It's like, huh, isn't this odd? Plus, you know, the little blue pill and this pill and that pill. I'm like, huh, shouldn't you need a doctor or somebody?
Uh-huh. And one of my sisters is a doctor, and she says she used to spend half her clinic time talking people out of these drug ads. And they don't even, the people who are listening to these ads, they don't even seem to hear. They have to put the warnings and the side effects. And just about every drug I've ever heard on a TV drug ad will say, well, the symptoms can include sudden death. or check with your doctor if you are, you know, taking these other meds, or, you know, like check with your doctor if you're breathing. If you're breathing, you're going to have side effects. I mean, how crazy is this? And people just line up for them.
Yeah, that is so crazy. And it's time for us to take a break. But my husband and I burst out laughing all the time. It's like, oh, sudden death. And we look at each other like, uh-oh. Okay, so I'm speaking to Dr. Carolyn Dean, who is a medical doctor and naturopathic doctor in the forefront of the natural medicine revolution and the author of The Magnesium Miracle. She is sharing the amazing health benefits of magnesium and will be telling us more after the break. And we'll be back in just a few moments.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Are you healing from a divorce or relationship breakup? Join Regina Sisko's coaching, healing, and renewal program for women called Feeling Better Than Ever. Are you experiencing feelings of low self-worth or rejection? How would you like to feel lovable and empowered again? Regina will help you to transform your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are creating your pain and suffering. You will feel immediate relief with her gentle and powerful healing process. Each step of the way, you will feel lighter and will begin to forgive and accept yourself. You'll feel your heart heal. How wonderful is that? Regina will guide you to loving yourself and having a whole new level of freedom in your life. You will feel better than ever. Act now. Email info@reginasisko.com for a free 20-minute consultation. Also, check out Regina's matchmaking services on our website at www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com. Now you can let go of the dating frustration and work with her to help you find your match made in heaven. Are you ready to have a true divine relationship? Email info@reginasisko.com to get started.
Are you feeling out of control? Are bad relationships, anger, depression, and lifestyle overwhelming you? You can choose to release the belief systems that have kept women stuck for years. Tune in to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman with Dr. Rose Backman as your host. Break free from the genetic beliefs that can cause sabotage. It's time to stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's 7th Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and I'm speaking to author Dr. Carolyn Dean, who is talking about her book and how magnesium can affect our health. She is sharing the misnomers of calcium and how magnesium can help to improve many health ailments that we have. So, Carolyn, how about if we just start with how important is magnesium for us?
It is so important. I cannot convince you of the importance of it, and unless I tell you of the hundreds of symptoms it can cause if you're deficient, and the hundreds of conditions that can be reversed by taking magnesium. It's the most important mineral in the body. It's a mineral that affects more enzyme systems in the body than any other. We now have like 1,600 enzyme systems. Magnesium affects 80% of those, so that's 1,300. Now, in my book, if you've read that, I only talked about there being 325 enzyme systems, but that has dramatically increased as more research is being done. And if you think about its importance, well, it forms the energy of our body, the ATP, adenosine triphosphate. And the perfected formula of ATP is magnesium-ATP, because without magnesium, this energy just does not form. It's not created. So basic energy, it stabilizes membranes. So that means if you don't have enough magnesium, your motor functions don't work as well, your muscles don't work, your nerves don't fire properly, your cell membranes, if they're unstable, you'll start swelling and having edema. It goes on and on and on through every system of the body. But what people mostly recognize is when their muscles get too tight. Calcium tightens up muscles and is also kind of spastic in the nervous system, whereas magnesium relaxes the muscles, relaxes the nerves. So if you've got a muscle like the heart, which is the biggest muscle in the body, and you've got too much calcium, in and around the heart will go into spasm, which is angina or a heart attack. But if you have enough magnesium, the heart relaxes. Same with blood vessels. If they're tight with calcium, you'll get high blood pressure. If they're relaxed, then you'll get normal blood pressure. So it's it affects the blood vessels in the head and brain area, so that it can create migraines if you don't have enough magnesium. You can get esophageal spasms where you choke when you're trying to swallow or eat. A lot of people have these coughs when they try to swallow, and they don't know what they are. It's magnesium deficiency. Asthma, if your bronchial tubes get spasmed up, the muscles go into spasm, that's asthma. Stomach problems, even acid reflux can be related to the tightening of the stomach wall and refluxing. If you had enough magnesium, that wouldn't happen. It goes on and on through every system of the body.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How come we haven't heard about magnesium? It's like this little hidden gem that is very understated. Why is that?
Has any doctor ever asked you what you eat? Has any doctor ever asked you about vitamins or minerals? Doctors don't learn anything about nutrition or vitamins and minerals in medical school, or they don't think they learn about them. I kept my eyes open during biochemistry because I was interested. We had 200 hours of biochemistry. In those hours, we learned about all the metabolic cycles in the body, the glycolysis cycle, what I just told you about ATP, Krebs cycle. And what you see in all these cycles is that every chemical process from one step to the next requires a cofactor, and always there's either a vitamin or a mineral cofactor. And I was going to say usually one of them is magnesium. So biochemically, we absolutely require vitamins and minerals, but that never got translated into a clinician saying to us, well, you know, the first thing you do if someone comes in with a lack of energy and headaches and insomnia and Charlie horses and twitches, you give them magnesium. They never said that. They said, someone who comes in with all those symptoms, they're neurotic, they're anxious, they need an antidepressant and anxiolytic. So we have such an incredible disconnect between our personal biochemistry and what doctors know and what they'll tell you about your symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Boy, isn't that the truth?
Yep.
Yeah. So... Now, it seems to me that, you know, in growing up and as an adult, I always heard about calcium. Take calcium, especially if you're a woman. Take calcium, take calcium, take calcium. It's good for osteoporosis because as soon as you get to midlife, your bones thin and they're brittle and they break and, you know, take calcium. So tell us about the real story about calcium, because I understand that that's not all quite the truth, is it?
I know it's not. I spend a lot of time in my book, The Magnesium Miracle, on the whole calcium-magnesium dance, because they're both required in the body, obviously, but they kind of beat up on one another. Magnesium actually is supposed to have the upper hand. It is actually supposed to control the entry of calcium into cells, because if you get too much calcium into a cell, it'll go into spasm. I've already mentioned that. But you need a tweak in the muscle fiber to make a movement. So you need your calcium. You need a tweak in the neuron to make a nerve fire. So you need your calcium, but you don't need a lot of it. So if magnesium is in your body in the right proportions, you get your calcium in and it does its job, and then the magnesium pushes the calcium out. And actually, Regina, there's a great video on our nonprofit site, nutritionalmagnesium.org, under the videos, and it talks about what goes on within a cell, and it's very dramatic and very important. So if you don't have enough magnesium, what happens is the cell membranes, as I already mentioned earlier are unstable, and they'll allow a flood of calcium into the cell. The cell will go into spasm, and that is what we talked about earlier, cell cramping, the heart attack potential. The nervous system will kind of go into spasm and cause cell death, actually, by constantly driving itself and spasming. It will just, that cell eventually will die. So what's happened with calcium in the media and in medicine is when we start inventing these crazy X-ray machines to measure bone density, we all of a sudden decided that a 60-year-old woman's bone should look like a 20-year-old. Whereas what happens with age is there is some bone thinning, but the muscles are supposed to take over. If you go to other cultures where women do stay healthy and active their whole lives, and they're carrying their water jugs through the village, etc., their bones don't get as thin. Their muscles stay strong, but there is still some bone thinning. So what do doctors decide? Oh, well, bones are mostly made of calcium, so let's just tell everybody calcium and hormones are what you have to take. So we now know that hormones, the synthetic ones, cause more symptoms than they help for the most part. Bioidenticals are much better. But then with the calcium, it wasn't until this past couple of years we've had about 3 studies in the British Medical Journal that say, women who take calcium supplements are at a higher risk for heart disease. And if they looked further, they'd find they're also getting more heel spurs, kidney stones, gallstones, and breast calcium micro calcifications, which puts women actually at risk for being diagnosed with cancer with all this calcium precipitating. Most calcium supplements are only about 4% absorbed, and a lot of the excess calcium is actually getting absorbed through the tissues inappropriately, not going to the cells where it should. So this inappropriate overdosing of calcium is causing all kinds of problems. It could be offset if we had enough magnesium, but somehow a myth was created decades ago that you needed 2 parts calcium to 1 part magnesium in a bone formula. And this was the natural medicine side of things. In allopathic medicine, they never even talked about magnesium. But that myth came from a statement that a French researcher made at one point. His name was Jean Durlach, and he said, never, ever, ever go above 2 parts calcium to 1 part magnesium in your food, water, and supplements. So that got mistranslated, I guess, from the French to the English, and people said, oh, that's what we need to do, whereas the normal, beneficial, the better ratio would be 1-to-1. But then look at this, Regina. In our society, we're talking about needing 1,200 to 1,500 milligrams of calcium as our RDA. In the UK, though, they say you only need 700 milligrams of calcium. The World Health Organization says 500 to 700. So what we've done is doubled, even tripled the amount of calcium that we're telling people they absolutely have to get, whereas in our diet, we could be getting, with a fairly decent diet, 500 to 700 milligrams of calcium, and then people don't even count the calcium in their diet or their fluid intake, and they run around and get the full RDA in their supplements. So they're way overdosing. But at the same time, magnesium in the diet is very low. There's no more magnesium in the soil. Even organic farmers don't put magnesium in their fertilizers that I know of. And so in our diet, we're lucky to get 200 milligrams of magnesium, whereas 100 years ago, we were getting 500, 600. So we were getting our 1-to-1 ratio of calcium, magnesium many years ago, and now we've flipped that to the point where we're becoming rigid and calcified.
So what's the appropriate dosage for magnesium intake daily?
Well, the RDA, they say, is 350, 400. I personally have to take about 900 to 1,000. Everybody is different according to their stress levels, how much calcium they have on board, their diet, you know, many factors. So what I tell people is magnesium is a very safe supplement for you to do your own personal experimenting with. If you take too much magnesium, you will get the laxative effect. Unlike calcium, which causes constipation, magnesium, when you take too much, causes diarrhea. So I tell people to start with 200-300 milligrams a day and work up. I tell them to read my book and look at the 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency and see where they lie. Or you can just Google 100 factors in my name and find the list on one of my blogs and just look and see if you're at higher risk for magnesium deficiency than the next person. Then you may over time have to build it up.
Okay. That sounds great. That's a good tip for the audience to type in 100 factors with Carolyn Dean's name. And it's time for us to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking to Dr. Carolyn Dean, a medical doctor and naturopath who's at the forefront of the natural medicine revolution and the author of The Magnesium Miracle. She's sharing the amazing health benefits of magnesium and all the proponents that it's so helpful with. And you can learn more by going to www.nutritionalmagnesium.org. We'll be back after the break.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Did you know that people are healed by the power of Christ in this day and age? The Christ is here and now, a very present help in trouble. Whether it be sin, disease, relationship, or other problems, these issues are healed through the application of God's law, as understood in Christian Science. As it says in Matthew 19:26, "With God, all things are possible." Listen for Walk. Join host Patty Compton Christopher every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Learn how understanding God and Scripture can improve your life. Are you healing from a divorce or relationship breakup? Join Regina Sisko's coaching, healing, and renewal program for women called Feeling Better Than Ever. Are you experiencing feelings of low self-worth or rejection? How would you like to feel lovable and empowered again? Regina will help you to transform your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are creating your pain and suffering. You will feel immediate relief with her gentle and powerful healing process. Each step of the way, you will feel lighter and will begin to forgive and accept yourself. You'll feel your heart heal. How wonderful is that? Regina will guide you to loving yourself and having a whole new level of freedom in your life. You will feel better than ever. Act now. Email info@reginasisco.com for a free 20-minute consultation. Also check out Regina's matchmaking services on our website at www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com. Now you can let go of the dating frustration and work with her to help you find your match made in heaven. Are you ready to have a true divine relationship? Email info@reginasisco.com to get started. Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's 7th Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and I'm speaking to author Dr. Carolyn Dean, who is talking about her book and how magnesium can affect our health. She is sharing the misnomers of calcium and how magnesium can help to improve many ailments and the quality of our life. So, Carolyn, so I'm kind of a health buff, and I'll use that loosely, but I like to read all this stuff on, you know, what natural sources are available for me to take care of my health. So something that I've read and I've heard for a while now is that inflammation is the root of all disease. So what does magnesium do for that, if anything?
Oh, good question, Regina. Well, it does a lot, because magnesium is actually an anti-inflammatory nutrient, supplement, drug. I mean, you could almost call it a drug, because if you even just take an Epsom salt bath, if you've got a muscle spasm or ache or pain, you'll get out of the bath, and usually that ache, pain, muscle spasm is gone. And you're not taking anything by mouth. You're not taking a drug. You're just allowing magnesium to absorb in your body. So that's pretty powerful. On the other hand, calcium, and, you know, I did a whole rant on calcium before the break. Calcium is pro-inflammatory. It irritates. It builds up atherosclerotic plaques in the blood vessels. It causes the fibromyalgic type of scarring and calcifications in the muscles, and as I said, the microcalcifications in the breast that then show up as inflammation on mammograms. So magnesium, I can't say enough about its ability to help people with any sort of condition related to inflammation.
So does that include like arthritis and bursitis and all those types?
Absolutely. Even if those conditions, and especially if those conditions are caused by toxins, magnesium works with the liver on several detoxification pathways. And what it means is, if you don't have enough magnesium for the detox pathways, then your detox ability is weakened. So toxins build up, and they can go into your joints and cause arthritis and bursitis and all kinds of aches and pain. So, I mean, that's another area where magnesium is very important and is helping the liver do its work.
Okay. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting. So then what can magnesium do for heart disease?
With heart disease, that's clearly along the muscle component, allowing the heart to, in its down phase, as you'd say, the diastolic phase in blood pressure, or between its pumping, it has to relax. And in the relaxation phase, blood is allowed to go into the heart chambers. And then the muscles tighten up again under the influence of calcium, and the contraction pushes blood out. If you don't have enough magnesium, the heart will go into spastic contractions. It won't allow the proper in and out of the blood in the heart, and causes a heart attack.
Oh, alrighty then.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see how that would be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Extremely. I mean, people are dying. I mean, the minutes that we've been speaking, I can't tell you how many people are dying with heart attacks and high blood pressure and serious conditions. Athletes who drop dead after a long physical event, a lot of those are spasming of the heart fibrillations that are caused by a lack of magnesium, because they sweat out their magnesium. They, you know, sweating a couple of cups of water in an ordinary one-hour event is not unusual. And in that sweat will be, of course, sodium and potassium, but also magnesium. But that's never recognized. And people will be given salt drinks and maybe told to eat some bananas or take some potassium. But I haven't seen any of the electrolyte drinks like Gatorade including magnesium. And and actually about arrhythmias, they're so hugely important in terms of magnesium deficiency. And just a month or so ago, I won an award from a heart rhythm congress. It's a huge international organization. I won the Outstanding Medical Contribution to Cardiac Rhythm Management 2012. For the work I've done on promoting magnesium for heart rhythm disturbances.
Congratulations.
And yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's a very conservative organization, but they have a yearly, I guess it's a contest, and unbeknownst to me, people put forth my name, and I guess they checked into me and decided, yeah, that might be a good idea to actually promote someone who's talking about a treatment for heart rhythm disturbances, because it's mainly drugs, it's surgery, it's implanting pacemakers, it's all kinds of invasive treatments that a certain percentage of people with heart arrhythmias don't need anything more than magnesium.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So how come the drug companies don't seem to work with magnesium?
You can answer that yourself, Regina, you know. That's a setup. You're setting me up.
Well, I do know, but
repeat after me. Magnesium is not patentable.
Oh, that means they wouldn't make a lot of money off of it?
Not a cent, not a red cent. And actually, in my book, I talk about studies where magnesium has been shown after a heart attack. If you can get an IV drip into someone within the first half hour, and that's your EMT team, your ambulance drivers, if they can put up an IV line for someone with a heart attack and put some magnesium in, you absolutely dramatically cut down death rates, arrhythmia rates, the progression of a heart attack. So what did the drug companies do? They said, oh, well, we'll do a comparison of magnesium with our drugs. So they put people on protocol and did their drug and did magnesium and said, oh, well, our drugs work better than magnesium. When you looked at the fine print, you know, when you actually read the study and not just the conclusion, you found out that they withheld magnesium for 2 days. So, yeah, the person is dead. So, yeah, they're not going to benefit from a magnesium drip. So there are so many ways that magnesium has been sabotaged. It's mind-boggling. But actually, there's something happening in Israel. They desalinate their water mostly, and somebody over there talked them into putting magnesium into the water after desalination, and that's going to be starting to happen sometime this year. So within a couple of years, when they see the death rate decreasing from heart disease mostly, and there'll be other conditions too, but when they see the death rate decreasing and they can only blame it on magnesium, then I think you'll see a change in the world and its relationship to magnesium, because everybody's going to say, hey, how come we don't have magnesium in our water?
Right, exactly. So another thing that I was just kind of looking over my notes here, that magnesium does, so it transports energy, but it also assists with digestion and absorption of proteins and fats and carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing what it does there, but it's understandable. If you remember, I said 80% of all the enzyme functions in the body are either controlled by or require magnesium. So that includes insulin and insulin production. It includes the way the cell membranes are made open to glucose going into the cells. It includes even the production of gastric juices and the production of pancreatic enzymes. So
can it regulate the production of insulin?
Yes, it does. It does, and One of the things that allopathic medicine has realized is that a diabetic will very often have low magnesium. And so one of the signs of diabetes is low magnesium. But then, you know, your next question will probably be, well, can we test for magnesium? Why aren't more people tested? And therein lies the problem, because only 1% of the total amount of magnesium in the whole body is in the bloodstream. So you put your dipstick into the bloodstream and you're not getting any accurate measurement of the actual amount of magnesium in your cells or being absorbed into your cells. So doctors have done that testing for so long and find that it doesn't really make much sense, so they've been ignoring it. However, there is a blood test, and on my Heart Rhythm Congress award, in the blurb that they wrote about me, I said, we really have to begin promoting the ionized magnesium blood test that is a research tool and that will give us an accurate measurement and finally tell us about the epidemic of magnesium deficiency.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's the truth. Totally. Okay. Yeah. So it's actually time for us to take a break. This will be a good time to break here. And I'm talking to Dr. Carolyn Dean, who is a medical doctor and naturopathic doctor, and who is talking about the revolution and promotion of magnesium, and she's author of the book The Magnesium Miracle. She's sharing the amazing health benefits of magnesium, and you can learn more about magnesium by going to www.nutritionalmagnesium.org, and we'll be back after the break.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Are you healing from a divorce or relationship breakup? Join Regina Sisko's coaching, healing, and renewal program for women called Feeling Better Than Ever. Are you experiencing feelings of low self-worth or rejection? How would you like to feel lovable and empowered again? Regina will help you to transform your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are creating your pain and suffering. You will feel immediate relief with her gentle and powerful healing process. Each step of the way, you will feel lighter and will begin to forgive and accept yourself. You'll feel your heart heal. How wonderful is that? Regina will guide you to loving yourself and having a whole new level of freedom in your life. You will feel better than ever. Act now. Email info@reginasisco.com for a free 20-minute consultation. Also check out Regina's matchmaking services on our website at www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com. Now you can let go of the dating frustration and work with her to help you find your match made in heaven. Are you ready to have a true divine relationship? Email info@reginasisco.com to get started.
How can changing the patterns of energy help in your healing process? Listen every week for Intent Healing, Change Your Energy, Transform Your Life with your host, Dr. Raji. Just by tuning in, you could be empowered to heal yourself and live the best life possible. Just by accessing and changing energy patterns through Intent Healing, you'll feel more relief, less pain, and a renewed sense of being. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Anyone can do this. Why not you?
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and I'm speaking to author Dr. Carolyn Dean, who's talking about her book and how magnesium can affect our health. She's sharing the misnomers of calcium and how magnesium can help to improve many health ailments. So, Carolyn, what I want to know is, how do you get enough magnesium in our diet? Is it in foods? Is it in certain foods that we can take, or is it mostly through supplements?
Well, I think that was the big research project that I had when I was writing the book, because I would like to think we could get it in our foods, but actually my personal experience was that when I started doing the research and realized that Charley horses could be caused by magnesium deficiency, heart palpitations could be caused by magnesium deficiency, and I had both of those. And I realized I wasn't taking enough magnesium myself, and I eat a fairly good diet, and even when I juice and when I blend greens and when I eat lots of nuts and seeds, I still get the symptoms unless I take supplements. So I began to just tell people, well, you really probably need to take some supplements at least to find out if there are symptoms you don't even realize you have, like tension, jaw tension, insomnia, things that you might have lived with for decades and not know are magnesium deficiency. So I tell people, for the most part, you need supplements, but to try to get your deep green leafy vegetables and nuts and seeds and seaweed and some raw cacao in some form, because those are all high in magnesium, or should be.
Okay. So is there a benefit or difference between taking liquid magnesium or capsules?
Well, I have found that because I've written books on IBS. I wrote IBS for Dummies and the IBS Cookbook for Dummies, and I suffer a bit of mild IBS, so I'm one of those.
So what, Carolyn, what's IBS?
Yes, irritable bowel syndrome.
Okay.
So I'm one of those people who can't take pills or powders of magnesium. So I was taking lots of Epsom salt baths and taking magnesium oil on my skin until it gets so irritated. And then I began to look at liquid magnesiums, and I've begun to even private label one, a picoionic magnesium that is so tiny, it goes directly into the cells. It's absorbed at the cellular level. And I'm just getting miraculous feedback from people who are taking this form of magnesium, even though they've taken other forms of magnesium in the past. So everybody is different. Everybody needs to look at the different forms of magnesium, see what works best for them. On my resources page on my website at drcarolindean.com, you can look at all the different forms, or just look at my blogs, or join my my newsletter list so that I can keep you informed, because things are improving all the time in the types of magnesium and how we can best utilize them.
Okay. So you mentioned Epsom salts a couple of times. So are you saying mm-hmm. Epsom salts is full of magnesium?
Yes, it's magnesium sulfate, and it's what the midwives used to give to their pregnant women. Take a bath of Epsom salts or a foot bath and get the magnesium into your body to help your labor and delivery. I have a big chapter on that sort of focus in my book, where even eclampsia, the horror of pregnancy, can be averted if you have enough magnesium. Eclampsia is a condition where the woman is edematous, high blood pressure, and seizuring, and it puts the baby at risk. It wow. puts her at risk. It's just horrible. I've seen it in my medical career. So what you do is you put up an intravenous of magnesium, and the body starts to diurese out the fluid, the seizures stop, the blood pressure goes down, and everybody's fine. And what what's crazy to me is that women aren't told to take lots of magnesium when they're pregnant to avoid this condition, but it certainly is a great treatment. And when you look at it bringing down your blood pressure and stopping seizures and getting rid of fluid, you wonder, well, why aren't doctors telling people to do that before going to the drugs? And it's just because they haven't been taught, and they won't do anything that they haven't been taught in medical school.
Right, right. Yeah, I could certainly see that. So maybe you could share a story with us of someone who had some type of physical ailment and started taking magnesium and what the results were.
Right. Right. I'll go to my, I just put a book on Kindle called Invisible Minerals. It's about magnesium. And in there I have one story, well, I have many stories, but one is about Jane in her early 50s. And she had so many symptoms. So after 3 months of taking a magnesium product, she sent me her top 10 improvements. She had less knee pain. Her carbohydrate sugar cravings were down from 90 to 5 on a scale of 100. She thought her facial wrinkles and crevices were diminishing. She had a dramatic reduction in migraines. Her periods went from dark to bright red and from severe clots to minimal. And she stopped having menstrual cramps. She was able to exercise for the first time in years. Before that, she'd get very, very achy and painy with the lactic acid after exercise. Her sleep had improved. She was able to have more energy into the evening, where she never had that before. She had less sound sensitivity, less hypersensitivity to things. And then she was better able to concentrate. She had felt, you know, totally hampered in her ability to communicate with people because she just couldn't concentrate. So that's one person, 10 symptoms, 3 months of magnesium.
Wow, that's impressive. 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And she saw all of those results.
Correct. And, I mean, I don't know if she was a secretary or, some sort of professional who organized things, but she sent me the most beautiful email about her improvements. And I get emails like that every day, Regina, of people who will take magnesium and their blood pressure goes down, their migraines go away, they're able to sleep, their anxiety goes away. I mean, the huge one is anxiety, because these people are made to think that they're crazy because they're sent to psychiatrists. They're put on drugs. And all they have is this extreme kind of muscle and total body tension from the tightening effect of too much calcium in their body and not enough magnesium.
Right, right. Wow, that's pretty astounding.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about to wrap up here. Maybe you can tell us very quickly. So I've mentioned the Nutritional Magnesium Association and their website. So tell me a little bit about that organization.
Yes, it's a nonprofit. A friend of mine, an athlete, he began the website and the organization. He'd been a long-distance bicyclist and found that he had severe cramping. He had to get out of the profession until he discovered magnesium. And he said, how is it that people don't know about this? So he began the organization, just an informational site, and I contribute to it. And we try to send as many people there as possible. You can go on the site, join the newsletter there, and get a free book, e-book on magnesium that I wrote. So it's a great site, nutritionalmagnesium.org, and my site is drcarolyndean.com. And I have a free newsletter, too, and an online wellness program, and you can get 4 free weeks of that online wellness coaching program, and see if you'd like to join.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Great services. Carolyn, thank you so much for being on the show today. This was so informative, and I love sharing information that can help our physical health as well as our spiritual health and mental health, but our physical health is just as important too. Really informative. Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And I wanted to tell the audience a little bit about my Divine Matchmaking Services. So this service is to help you find your match made in heaven and to create a divine union of love and intimacy and respect. And you can learn more about this service by going to www.reginasisco.com. Join me for my show next week. And thank you for listening in. This is Regina Sisko with Shining Bright from my heart to yours. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you again for being part of Shining Bright. Please join your host, Regina Sisko, again next Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. This week, take one more step to leading the life that you deserve.